2 years after Katrina, a large number of people who refer to themselves as being from New Orleans still live in Houston and in other cities around the country. Some say they want to return. Some are resigned to stay where they are. The population of New Orleans is growing, and some business has come back, but in many respects, the city is still a shadow of what it was before Katrina. Among those watching its progress is urban geographer and Tulane University professor Richard Campanella. He says the population loss from Katrina should be seen as an acceleration of an already existing trend.
We've been losing population steadily since 1960. So what Katrina might have done is simply rocket us forward on that trajectory. But my sense is we're going to stabilize at about maybe 20 to 25% less than pre-Katrina.
Campanella says census figures and more recent surveys show a dramatic shift in population resulting from Katrina and its aftermath.
We were at 484,000 in the 2000 census. Just before Katrina, we had dropped to 452, so that's a loss of 32,000, well, without the hurricane. After Katrina, a year ago, we were at about 200,000, and that has since risen to the upper 200s, somewhere between 260 and 290,000.
If Campanella's predictions are right, New Orleans will have a population around 350,000 by the year 2015. He hopes those who return will avoid the mistakes made in the past and not settle in areas of the city that are below sea level. He notes that 100 years ago, hardly anyone lived in those areas. They were developed only after a system of levees and pumps was established, providing false hope that they would be safe from flooding. Using satellite images and other data, Campanella and his students have found about 2,000 parcels of land above sea level in New Orleans that are currently idle or underutilized. He hopes the city will focus on developing some of this land for residential homes.
Remember, the higher ground are the historic districts. So these weedy lots on higher ground represent sort of tears in the historical urban fabric. So by redeveloping them for residential populations, not only do you help get people out of harm's way, but you mend those tears.
But whatever happens, Richard Campanella sees the New Orleans of the future being far different from what it was before Katrina. Blacks once represented 70% of the population, with whites at 28% and Hispanics and Asians dividing up the remaining 2%. Now, he says, the Hispanic population has surged. Blacks are down below 50% and whites are just above 40%. Another change he sees is fewer children in many neighborhoods and fewer elderly as well. These trends result from poor schools and a weak healthcare system. But come what may, Campanella believes New Orleans will continue to be an exciting place to live.
Whether one sees these shifts as good things or bad things, they're complex and fascinating phenomena, and it's really an amazing place to be right now.
Richard Campanella teaches geography at Tulane University and lives in the Bywater section of New Orleans, not far from the famous French Quarter. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Houston.